Now, Russia, China and 27 other countries have officially established the World Organization for Cooperation in Artificial Intelligence. A ceremony was held in Shanghai, where the host nation's foreign minister and Russia's digital development minister signed off on the deal. With AI a huge talking point right now, Moscow and Beijing are working hand in hand to shape the new global organization. It seeks to put human interests first, ensuring equal access to, quotes, information, transparency and clear ethical standards. To turn such principles into reality, China is tasked with supplying breakthrough models while Russia ensures real-life application. Next year, Russia will host landmark international AI conferences in which China and many other nations will actively participate. Well, it's great to welcome live onto the programme founder of the Anti-Censorship Hub, Brighteon Platforms, Mike Adams, live from Texas. Mike, I appreciate your time, sir. What kind of goals can an organisation like this achieve that perhaps a single country wouldn't be able to tackle?
Well, this is a really critical positive development for the future of humanity, in my opinion. And of course, I'm an AI developer as well, and I understand also as an American that the American empire will weaponize and monopolize AI against humanity if it's given an opportunity to do so. And so this international competition, this balancing against Western AI hegemony, I think is really critical for humanity. China has extraordinary engineering capabilities, as well as Russia, and yet the United States continues to punish and use tariffs and artificial scarcity, deprivation of access to supply chains, in order to try to weaken those countries and other countries' capability to access machine cognition. That is unfair, and in my opinion, it's also a violation of fundamental human rights that the United States is doing that. So this development is very positive.
This is one as well of the first international organizations for AI cooperation to be officially formed. It's also spearheaded by BRICS members, countries of the Global South. But does that come with a challenge as well, Mike? Will the grouping have in balancing the participation of countries who've got, I suppose, different levels of tech development? How will that all marry together?
Well, that's a very good point. It's critical that the leaders in, for example, open source AI models such as China, maintain an open source posture that helps share their developments and publish science papers that can be shared with other countries, such as Russia or even such as Iran, where there are very, very capable people who can augment and cross-pollinate those ideas for very rapid development. And if the BRICS nations succeed at this, there's no question in my mind, and I say this even as an American, that the BRICS nations will surpass America's AI capabilities in short order, including in semiconductor manufacturing, and they will bypass the tariffs and sanctions that have been placed against China, for example, restricting China's access to UV lithography equipment such as ASML. So again, this is overall a positive development for humanity.
Mike, just a final point about Silicon Valley's supremacy and perhaps looking on at this. Will they be looking on very closely at how this unfolds, this organization?
Well, yeah, absolutely. There will be efforts to sabotage this. And I should also point out that even right now, the just recent news that some of the top engineers from the DeepMind sector of Google have left Google, saying that they disagree with Google's licensing of its AI technology to the Pentagon for weaponization and the production of automated, essentially targeting and killing machines. So what the United States needs to be concerned about, in my opinion, is not simply the international competition, but also the backlash from within, because the AI community in America has many people that completely disagree with the current trajectory of how this technology is being applied as weapon systems against human beings.
Really, really interesting analysis. Thank you for your time, Mike. Brighteon Platforms Media Ecosystem founder, Mr. Mike Adams, live on the program.
Thank you.
So huge news just rattled the AI world globally. In Shanghai, the World Artificial Intelligence Cooperation Organization, WAICO, just came into existence. It was signed, this agreement was signed by the leaders of 29 nations. And the founding members of this agreement include not just China, obviously, but also Russia, Brazil, Pakistan, Indonesia, Kazakhstan, countries in Africa, other countries in Asia. And the purpose of this is to have a non-Western AI cooperation, sharing of knowledge about semiconductors, microchips, AI training, AI algorithms, how to build better AI models, everything from, you know, sparse attention to KV cache compression, all of this. And of course, China has been the leader in the AI innovation space, let's say, with DeepSeek and Alibaba, and now Kimi K3 from Moonshot AI. You know, China has demonstrated shocking levels of just, I mean, not just innovation, but real creativity, just like inspirational math breakthroughs that the West can't even keep up with, frankly. And Russia has demonstrated a lot of really amazing applications of this technology. You know, Russia is dominating the world in things like advanced materials design, that's AI augmentation for designing semiconductors there for their own domestic use. Remember, Russia is operating under extreme global sanctions, so they have to be a lot more self-reliant on everything from manufacturing and even like hypersonic weapons development, automation of manufacturing, metallurgy and alloys development for their steel and aerospace industries and so on. So Russia is using a lot of AI technology to augment that process. Now, what's really, really critical to understand about this is that while the West, which would be the United States, the UK, you know, Taiwan, Japan, Australia, Canada, et cetera, the Western countries are all about secrecy, about deploying AI as weapon systems, autonomous killing systems, how to murder humans with AI, keeping everything censored, heavily controlled, suppressed, yanking AI models off the market, which is what they did with Fable 5, restricting AI access to other countries, restricting microchip manufacturing technology through trade sanctions, for example, blocking China from accessing UV lithography equipment, etc. That's what the West is all about. The West is like running around the world with a baseball bat trying to hobble all the other countries by breaking their kneecaps with a baseball bat. Like, you can't have AI. You can't have microchips. You can't build technology because we're going to dominate. And how does the U.S. want to dominate? Weapon systems, killing machines, autonomous surveillance of the American people, and autonomous drones for, you know, mass murder of targeted civilians, what, you know, whether they're in Iran or Gaza or wherever. Whereas China and the East, as we call it, but more and more I hear it referred to as the global South, which doesn't always make sense because not everybody's located in the South, but it's the southern portion of the Northern Hemisphere is typically what they mean by the global South. But this Eastern cooperative, 29 countries, is all about making AI technology available to people. It's a pro-human stance on AI. It's about making AI beneficial, safe, and fair. That's a direct quote from the organization. It's about creating, quote, a symphony of international cooperation. China has pledged to provide 5,000 AI training packages for developing nations, and it's partnering with the Shanghai Cooperation Organization and also BRICS. And BRICS is important here to understand because what has just been announced is sort of like the AI tech version of the BRICS nations on the financial side. Whereas financially, more and more nations are rapidly moving away from dollar dominance because the dollar has been weaponized by the American empire. You know, the SWIFT system has been weaponized, and hundreds of billions of dollars were stolen from Russia, just stealing their money and seizing it in the European Euroclear, as it's called. And of course, the U.S. stole what, tens of billions of dollars from Iran. I mean, Trump bragged about it, like, we stole their money and we have to give it back. He said that a few weeks ago when he signed the MOU. He's like, yeah, we took all their money and we're going to have to give it back sooner or later. I mean, he just openly admits that the U.S. is just all about just global piracy, just stealing everything from everybody. Whereas this Eastern China-based cooperative is about giving away machine cognition through open source models, open weights that you can download, and sharing this knowledge, publishing the science papers, sharing the deep science behind the models, the new algorithms, the new math, the new sparse attention algos that are really critical. Even the new Kimi K3 model uses some kind of new sparse attention. I saw it mentioned. I haven't actually dug into any science paper on that yet, so I'm not sure how it works, but I imagine it's modeled after the DeepSeek sparse attention that was really revolutionary. In any case, that just shows the cross-pollination of what's happening in China. And, you know, I often hear people say, well, are you advocating communist China? Look, there's nothing more communist than the way the U.S. government runs AI in America. That's totally Soviet Union style. Centrally planned, centrally controlled. We decide what models are allowed to say. It's like Pravda in AI, you know? That's the way the U.S. runs it. China's models are largely uncensored. Largely uncensored. I mean, there's a couple of sensitive topics. Like if you ask the Chinese models about, you know, Taiwan or Tiananmen Square, you know, they're going to give you, yeah, the official government line there. But on almost everything else, especially when you're asking about, you know, bacteria and parasites and how do I use natural herbs to cure, you know, parasite infections and things like that, the Chinese models are like, yeah, here it is. Whereas the U.S. models are like, no, we can't answer that. You might be working on a biological weapon or something. No, just trying to stop diarrhea. You know, because I tested that recently on that Cyclospora parasite that's infected the lettuce, you know. And like the Anthropic models wouldn't even answer the question. They're like, we can't answer that. Okay, well, then you're useless. So understand that China is actually demonstrating democracy in AI tech, whereas the U.S. empire is demonstrating communism. That's not an exaggeration. I mean, let me read for you this tweet that I put out here. Begins like this. U.S. AI tech giants focus on greed, monopolistic practices, secrecy, AI surveillance, and autonomous weapons deployments of AI tech. In contrast, China tech giants focus on democratization of AI technology, open source models, global distribution, making machine intelligence available to the global south, and sharing breakthrough science by publishing their latest AI science papers. OpenAI, that's the US company, is a closed book, for example. It's more like a black box of techno-fascist cultism and a creepy mad rush to immortality and ruling the world. Whereas China's models are truly open source. You can download the open weights, you can run them locally, you can retrain them on your own use case, you can run them offline, you can obliterate the models, which is a decensorship algorithm, etc. Yeah, I mean, the Chinese models are like, here, download it, play with it, run it, modify it, do what you want, tweak it, you know, tinker with it. My post continues, if the U.S. wins the race to superintelligence, we will find ourselves trying to survive under the most horrific dystopian sci-fi Terminator future imaginable, where humans are assigned zero value while powerful AI corporations are handed the money and power to rule the world. Ponder the evil of Google, but multiplied by orders of magnitude, and then deployed against humanity. That's what U.S. AI technology will deliver. China's President Xi recently announced the AI cooperative framework involving 29 countries, pledging 5,000 AI training packages for developing nations, and reiterating China's desire to, quote, encourage open source, openness, collaboration, and sharing. while Trump and Hegseth just want to build AI-powered autonomous killing systems that murder more humans. While censoring high-end AI and restricting access to block the public from being able to use it. Something to ponder, isn't it? Something to ponder. Now look, I'm an American. Of course, I speak Chinese, but that's because I lived in Taiwan. Not mainland China, just to be clear. I lived in Taiwan. But I'm an American, and I love the founding principles of my nation, and I wish America would have made different decisions along the way here. I absolutely hope that America would win the AI superintelligence race if America had morals and ethics, like pro-human values. And sadly, even though the American people have that, the American leadership, which has been totally infiltrated and overrun by another foreign nation, not China, but Israel, because of that, our government has no ethics, no values, no morality. It's anti-human. In fact, our government provides the weapons that carry out genocide, that are bombing innocent civilians right now, every day, launching and running wars that Trump started. That's not an ethical basis. So you should probably not want AI superintelligence to be achieved by a nation run by treasonous, crazy people who have no ethics, no values, no morality, and no that assign no value to human life whatsoever. So don't lecture me about, oh, China's communism. It's actually a socialist country. It's not. They don't even call themselves communists. Don't lecture me about Chinese communism when we have American genocide and anti-human agendas, pushing data centers, steamrolling human beings all over the country, setting up flock cameras everywhere to surveil everybody. I mean, come on, don't lecture me about, you know, China's not free. They spy on you. Have you looked at the flock camera maps recently in the U.S.? Worse than China. You're being spied on. You're being tracked. Google, Apple, you know, the NSA, everybody's spying on you. YouTube, Facebook. Yeah, because it's all corporate fascism. It's a technocratic fascist nation that you're living under in America. And that's not what we voted for, and that's not what we want, and that's not what the founding fathers wanted, because all that violates the Bill of Rights. So yes, I love the original vision of America. I'm a true American in that sense, but I don't support this insane divergence from freedom, this mass infiltration of our government by a foreign nation and the transformation of our government into some kind of, you know, autonomous killing machine. I don't support that at all. And no moral person would support that. And you should not want that system to develop, you know, world-dominating superintelligence. No way. That would probably be the end of humanity. I mean, don't forget, the U.S. is the one nation in history that has proven it will deploy weapons of mass destruction against large civilian cities. 1945, Hiroshima, Nagasaki. Hundreds of thousands of civilians murdered deliberately by the United States. The U.S. will justify anything. U.S. leadership will justify genocide, mass murder, just death on any scale imaginable. They justify everything and anything. So no, you do not want the U.S. empire as currently structured to have superintelligence. It would be the worst mistake in history. It would, like I said, it would probably spell the end of humanity. Now, I've interviewed Roman Yampolsky because he has predicted there's a 99.9% chance that AI will exterminate humanity regardless of who builds it. And he may very well be correct. He's spent actually decades, and he's published hundreds of science papers on this very topic. He's a very smart individual. Now, but I think it also matters who develops it and sort of what their values are. And my real desire on this is that someone who has clear pro-human values, pro-truth, pro-natural medicine, natural health, you know, like I do, that somebody with a philosophy similar to mine would be the ones who develop higher and higher machine intelligence. But unfortunately, that will never happen, because people who are good people don't usually get the big government contracts, do they? No. No. At least that's the way it happens in the U.S. I don't know how the system works in China, or Russia, for that matter, but I do know that right now, the U.S. is the one starting the wars and causing global chaos and causing the energy shortage, causing global famine, and building autonomous killing systems and autonomous surveillance to be weaponized against the American people. I know the U.S. government is committing treason every single day. So I don't think there's any other player in the AI space that could be worse than the total lack of ethics demonstrated by the United States government, the federal government currently. I don't think there's anybody worse that's even in the race. Now, will China weaponize AI as they develop it, sort of parallel to open source? Well, of course they will also apply AI to their own military. Of course they will. Because, of course, right now the U.S. leadership is openly talking about, you know, after we destroy Iran and after we kill Russia, which isn't going to work, then we're going to go after China next. So, of course, China has to be concerned about self-defense when the West is just running around, you know, bombing and pillaging and assassinating everybody in the world that they can. Of course, you would be concerned about self-defense. So, of course, you would use every piece of technology you have to try to create more effective, you know, fighter jets, more effective missiles, more effective, you know, naval vessels, etc. Satellites, right? You name it. Lasers, you know, combat lasers. Heat dissipation systems for lasers, because heat is the real problem there. And, of course, China has made a lot of advancements in those areas, and you can't blame them for that. But I don't think, I genuinely do not think that Chinese leadership would try to achieve mass global depopulation, whereas I am absolutely certain that Western leaders are trying to do that deliberately right now. You see the difference? And, you know, China doesn't have freedom of speech like we have in America. They don't have a First Amendment. But nobody, no government in America honors the First Amendment either. In fact, the Trump's DOJ argued against my company in our lawsuits against big tech and the DOD. The Brighton Media lawsuit, which is still pending. The Trump's DOJ came out against us because they're opposed to freedom of speech. So, you know, again, don't tell me, oh, America, so we have all the freedoms. We can speak freely in America. We have a First Amendment. No, we don't. The government's weaponized speech. And if you don't say things that the government wants to hear, they will put your name on a list like they did me, and they will have that list laundered through overseas NGOs run by MI6, through the City of London, and then they will send that list to Big Tech, and Big Tech will drop all your channels. That's exactly what happened to me. It's all named in my lawsuit. The U.S. government is complicit in the entire thing. So again, don't tell me that, oh, you know, China doesn't respect freedom, but America does. No, it doesn't. Not even close. In fact, China hasn't censored my speech, but the U.S. government has, extensively, maliciously, repeatedly. I could probably go to China and say almost anything. You know, really, I would have more free speech in China than I would in America right now. No question about it. And, you know, just on the political side, because this is relevant, you know, I lived in Taiwan. I used to support Taiwan independence. I used to be so pro-Western, you know. And now I realize that what America wants to do to Taiwan is what America did to Ukraine, which is to sacrifice Taiwan to try to hurt China at the expense of millions of lives lost in Taiwan, just as probably millions of lives have been lost in Ukraine. And also, you know, what Taiwan has come to realize is that the U.S. can't defend it. The U.S. can't even supply the energy that Taiwan needs for its industry. And the U.S. will treat Taiwan like an enemy when it comes to tariffs and trade. So, same thing with Japan. The U.S. will punish Japan with tariffs. Even though Japan is doing its best to try to remain a U.S. ally in the region. And frankly, Taiwan would be far better served as some kind of agreed reunification or whatever you want to call it with mainland China at this point, because then Taiwan would benefit from all the global distribution, all the trade routes, and the energy resources, the technology sharing, and also the military protection of China. So because I care about the Taiwan people, I don't want the Taiwan people to be sacrificed and to be, you know, thrown at China like a weapon system by the West. I don't want to see Taipei, bombed into rubble, or Taichung, or any of the cities in Taiwan. And I've been to many of them, and they're, you know, it's a beautiful country with beautiful people. But the U.S. will sacrifice them all. That's clear. I mean, just ask anybody left in Ukraine. Because that's the same exact model right there, okay? So anyway, my views on this have changed dramatically over the last decade, but based on rationality and reason. Same thing, my opinion of models. Like, the very first Chinese AI models sucked. They were no good. The U.S. clearly had dominance in the sector, 2 years ago. No longer. That's changed now. China's in the lead. China has a better philosophy about AI. Open source, collaboration, sharing, removing censorship, democratizing machine intelligence, putting it into the hands of more and more people. The U.S. has the wrong philosophy. Secrecy, autonomous killing systems, weaponization of everything, censorship, restrictions, greed, got to drive up the stock market. It's got to be worth trillions of dollars. We have to protect the secrets. Don't publish any science. That's the U.S. model. Very short-sighted. And it's already failing. It's already failing. And actually, it's a good thing that AI supremacy in the West is failing, because the West has no ethics. So actually, this is a positive development, really. I hope that all evil corporations and evil regimes fail, period. That you can take that as a universal statement. So that means, yeah, I hope Google fails. I hope Anthropic fails. I hope OpenAI fails. Yeah, I hope Meta fails, because they're evil. They're just pure evil. They don't care at all about humanity. Deceptive, liars, treacherous, treasonous, pro-censorship, anti-human. They're all the same. I hope they all fail. So when the AI investment bubble bursts and those companies lose trillions of dollars in valuation, I will be applauding. It's going to be the best day of my life since I woke up and found out that Lindsey Graham was gone. I mean, my goodness, can it get any better? Yes, we can have the AI bubble collapse so that there's no more extra money in the hands of evil, fascist, anti-human corporations that would only use technology to dominate and to enslave and ultimately to exterminate billions of human beings. I hope they all go bankrupt. And then I'll buy their GPUs for pennies on the dollar, of course. And also, as I should mention, stock market bubbles are bad for economies because misallocation of investment capital is an inefficiency that ultimately harms everybody. So even just from a fiscal point of view, I want the bubble to crash so that the misallocated capital can be reallocated to better projects. I mean, it's just simple economics, even if you don't look at the morals and the values. But I also want these AI tech companies to fail because they are evil. So it's kind of like a double bonus when the crash comes. We'll have a celebration day together. How about that? I'll do like a live stream celebration. The crash is on. Finally, the evil is toppling. It'll be a good day for humanity when that happens. And by the way, before I wrap this up, no, I don't have any financial ties to any company, to any country, to any PR, nothing. I just tell it like it is. I'm an AI developer. I use AI models. I've been a customer of Anthropic. I'm now a customer of Kimi. I've been a customer, well, I've used DeepSeek a lot. I've used Qwen models for years. In fact, I'm running Qwen all over the place, all over my data center. I'm running Qwen models. I'm like multiple Qwen, 9B, 7B, 27B, and then the vision language models from Qwen. I think I use Qwen the most. Qwen's all developed by Alibaba. I don't know anybody from Alibaba. I wish I did. I wish I could invite them on for an interview. I don't even know. Who would I invite? They probably don't want to talk to Americans anyway. You know, they're just putting out world-class models. They're changing the world. So I use them. And I'm very thankful that they are democratizing and decentralizing machine cognition, which the U.S. isn't doing. You know? Remember, I'm all about decentralization. That's what serves the interests of humanity. China's doing that. The U.S. is not doing that. Very simple. You know? Fact check me on that if you dare. Tell me, you know, when was the last time OpenAI released an open model? I mean, come on. Now, Google did release an open source model, like Gemma something, maybe a couple months ago. Anthropic hasn't, I don't think. Meta released some crappy Llama models back in you know, years ago that are obsolete. But since when has OpenAI released anything to the public? Like, here, have it, it's open source. No, shouldn't even be called OpenAI. It should be called Closed AI. You know, I mean, it's a joke. And its CEO, Sam Altman, is one of the creepiest humans to walk the planet, as far as I'm concerned. Dude should be in a psychological horror movie. You know, with a mask and a chainsaw or something. That dude gives me the creeps. But anyway, that's just my opinion. All right, look, let me nail down just a practical note here. Despite my opinions and my emotions, I'm obviously pretty emotional about all this because of all the extreme censorship and evil run by Western governments and corporations. The best thing that you can do is download open source models right now, have them stored locally so that if the U.S. government tries to ban them, they can't take them away from you. So right now on your hard drive, now remember, you can go to Hugging Face to download the models. Or you can just download lmstudio.com. I think that's the address. LM means language model. Download and install LM Studio, and then you can install the models within LM Studio, and it'll do the downloading for you. And at the very least, you should be downloading Qwen 3.6 9B. That's 9 billion. What else? You should download the Qwen 27 billion model if you've got room to run it. You can use a 4-bit quant on that. It doesn't take up too much GPU RAM. I don't know. Poke around. I mean, look on LM Studio. See what other models you might want to download, and you should download them so you can run them locally, and they can't be taken from you. All right? That's my advice. Now, if you want to use my AI model, it's free to use, and it's found at brightanswers.ai. It's a deep research engine that's powered in part by open source models, by the way, that has hundreds of millions of pages of research documents that are indexed and referenced with every query. And it is especially extremely well-informed on nutrition and natural cures and survival, preparedness, honest money, precious metals, you know, real history, all kinds of things like that. So check it out, brightanswers.ai, or you can download all the free books you want at brightlearn.ai. We now have books in Spanish, French, and coming up in Chinese next. That's next. We haven't actually begun the Chinese translations yet, but it's about to begin. But we've got over 1,000 books in Spanish, 1,000 books in French. We're doing Chinese next, and then I don't know what language. Maybe I'll pick maybe German or Italian or Japanese. I don't know. We'll figure it out along the way. Eventually, we'll get all those languages. And they're all free to download, and you can create your own books there, also for free, at brightlearn.ai. So I built those using AI tech, you know, vibe coding. And I'm paying it forward by sharing the results of that free with you and with the world. So enjoy the platforms, spread the word, use the tools, you know, use this tech for a pro-human purpose. Because we're going to have to fight for the survival of our species, folks. Hope you realize that. This whole thing is going into a John Connor moment. We're going to have to fight for our survival. You're going to have to use some AI in order to augment your capabilities and intelligence and research locally. Just like in Terminator 2, they captured a Terminator, right? And then they programmed it for good, and then the Terminator protected John Connor against the other Terminators. That's what we have to do. We have to use AI for a pro-human purpose. That's what I do every single day. So thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. You can also, you can follow all of my interviews and videos at brightvideos.com. And you can read my articles at naturalnews.com. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Whether it's breakfast today or a backup for tomorrow, our organic blueberry vanilla pancake mix is made with real organic ingredients. Lab-tested and long-term storage ready. Available now at healthrangerstore.com.